This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we need to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joining us live on the KCBS RingCentral Newsline. Early voting is already underway in the Oakland mayor's race, and while 9 candidates are officially on the ballot, 2 appear to have pulled away from the pack. Phil, who are they?
Other Lauren Taylor, former city councilman who ran against disgraced Mayor Xing Tao, and he's looking to get back in. He only lost to her by a couple of hundred votes. And former Congresswoman Barbara Lee, who is looking to cap off her career after she unsuccessful Senate run to become mayor of Oakland. And they both have sort of like, you know, gone out in front of all the other candidates. They're the most serious one, and it's looking like it's shaping up to be a 2-person race between these two.
What are the key differences between the two?
You know, I would say that's interesting because they agree on many things. They both agree that Oakland needs more police. They both agree that it's got severe financial troubles. Some people say on the verge of bankruptcy. They agree that more housing is needed and they need to do more on the homeless. It's more of a question of how. Lauren Taylor lends more to the idea that you got to live within your means and get real about what money you have and, more importantly, what money you don't have and come up with solutions. Or at least, you know, ways to handle the fact that, you know, rather than growing the police department, you might wind up having to shrink it. Congresswoman Lee, she's more of the optimist. She says we can bring people together, we can work together, we can work our way through this, and that we can get state and federal money to and private money, you know, from charities to help bail us out. So that's kind of the difference. One, Barbara Lee's more aspirational. Lauren Taylor's more on the practical side.
How big of a role do you think ranked choice voting is going to play in this election?
It's going to be pretty significant because anytime you have a ranked choice election like we've seen in San Francisco and in Oakland, what it does is it's a one-shot time. This goes through one time. You don't have a runoff. But in fact, Barbara Lee has a very significant name ID in the city. She has been served in Congress for 30 years. She usually gets reelected by an 80-20 margin. That's huge. And most people are saying that she is the clear front runner. Now, Lauren Taylor, however, is in a grassroots, and she has also the backing of a lot of the unions, the public workers unions and such that back Xing Tao. Lauren Taylor's group is more grassroots. They're on the internet. They're on, the social media platforms. And his message is simple, that you might know Barbara Lee, but she is not necessarily the person for this time. And that could work against her because in ranked choice voting, if enough people say, I just don't think maybe she's too old, maybe she's too progressive, we don't want another replay of Ron Dellums, the former congressman that ran for and became Oakland mayor, and it didn't work out. And in ranked choice voting, they can do an anybody but Barbara Lee sort of ship that would put more votes on his side.
Have we seen any polling on this?
You know, this race doesn't raise a lot of money and it doesn't raise a lot of polling. The polling, however, that I have seen, some of it from the campaigns, some of it from interest groups on the side, none of it completely unbiased, has Barbara Lee ahead. But spoke with Lauren Taylor the other day, and he said, you know, watch out for those numbers, because this could be a low turnout election, and it's going to be the motivated ones that vote. So that's really, it's going to be about getting out the vote. It's going to be in about a month, and you're going to be seeing and hearing a lot about it, because this is really a big part of the Bay Area. And, you know, Oakland has always sort of been on the verge one of either going up or going down, and it can have a domino effect.
That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.